can't play two different things with both hands. I can only do one thing at a time.
So you could never be a drummer?
No.
But you used to drum in this really weird band. It was like a band that needed a bad drummer.
Ironically, neither of the two founding members of the Brooklyn band The Drums are actually drummers. Vocalist Jonathan Pierce and guitarist Jacob Graham did eventually end up recruiting Connor Hanwick to play drums, but of course, he's now on guitars, and the band are now again without a full-time drummer. But that minor technicality hasn't slowed them down one bit. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. We first discovered The Drums a couple of years ago when we received their aptly titled EP, Summertime, a wistful collection of pop songs centered on beach life. Their irresistible melodies carried an air of innocence to them and were very easy to get stuck in your head. In the 2 years since they released that first EP, they've gone on to finish two full-length albums, and their latest is called Portamento. Sonically, their music is just as sweet as ever, but features more experimentation with synthesizers. There are subtle changes in the lyrical themes as well on Portamento. Frontman Johnny Pierce says that in the beginning, he wanted the songs to be like a scene from a movie, but these songs are more autobiographical and more like a scene from real life. When The Drums visited WFUV's Studio A, they talked to the alternate side's Alisa Ali about their music philosophy.
When we started writing, it just, the songs kept coming. So rather than taking a break and for 2 years and then working on another album, we just kind of decided to keep going. Yeah. You know, as long as I've known Jacob and Miles, one thing I do know is that if we're not, you know, before this band started, when we were working our day jobs at night, it's not like we had anything else to do but make music. So that's all we did. So, you know, I think between the three of us, we probably have hundreds and hundreds of songs written, because that's all we've done since, you know, since we were boys, really. So that's still what we do. When we come off tour, it's like, well, what are we going to do? Go on vacation, you know? So we just make more music, you know?
Those days when I would sit around with you, oh, there's nothing like it. Was black and blue. Oh, there's nothing like it. And everything before and after you, oh, it doesn't care. So do you remember the old times? Those were the only times, the only times. I don't know. Don't know where you ran to. I'll always be right here. I don't know how it ended. I don't know where you ran to. I'll always be right here.
You guys have been doing like a crazy amount of traveling all over the world, huh?
We certainly have. There's this old lady at this airport, and we were late to get on a plane, and she just walked up to us and she said, "What group are you?" And we said, "We're The Drums." And she goes, "Oh, okay." And then she runs up to the security guard and it's just like, "They're The Drums. They're The Drums. Let them through. They're The Drums."
Oh.
And then she just like ran away. We never saw her.
She wasn't like an employee or anything. She was just some lady.
She's like your guardian angel.
But like a real character. Like, if she wasn't in an airport, she'd have a Tumblr and a Ciggy, you know what I mean?
You need that lady.
But, yeah, we forgot to get her contact information.
Because she literally ran away.
She just wanted to make sure you made your flight. That's cool.
Before I die, I'd like to do something nice. Take my hand and I'll take you for a ride. You hit me yesterday because I made you cry. So before we die, I'd like to do something nice. I want to buy you something.
Live music from The Drums and the song Money. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer, Big John Stein, and to Elisa Ali, who produced today's Take 5.